This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, how a team from North Texas is taking on food insecurity. In North America alone, about 14 million households struggled to find food in 2018. There are many different reasons why, everything from poverty to a lack of transportation. But Miguel Acevedo and a team from the University of North Texas are focused on the source of food itself, water and soil. Miguel Acevedo, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to share these ideas with you and the audience.
Is it intimidating to take on an issue as huge as hunger?
Yes, it's intimidating, and at the same time, it's exciting, the challenging of being involved in programs that are relevant in the U.S. and many other countries in the world.
Now, Miguel, you're spearheading this project that's focused on high amounts of salt in the soil and water irrigation issues. How do those affect crops and ultimately farmers?
Well, the main effect is that the plants don't grow as well, so the production of food decreases, the yield of the crop decreases. And ultimately, the soil gets worse and worse and worse over time. And then in the long term, then you have problems with the health of the soil, which itself then prevents improving the yields of the crops.
Your team is focusing on experiments in New Mexico and Colorado. What do they evolve and why there?
Those are areas that are really at the heart of the issue of soil salinity in the USA. In particular, southeastern New Mexico is considered an area where agriculture is deprived because there is no access to grow crops because of issues with soil salinity. And then if you go north to southeastern Colorado, the situation there is not exactly because the soils were saline to begin with or the water was salty to begin with, but over the years, agricultural practices using low-quality irrigation water have led to that problem.
If you're successful in this project, what could this mean for struggling farmers and ranchers?
The most important effect will be for people who do not have access to water now to irrigate their crops. They may now have water and they could grow something on their land. So that's a very important impact. It also means that people who already have water, but that water is of low quality, it can mean increasing the yields of their crops by using this higher quality water for irrigation.
And ultimately, what do you hope to accomplish with this project? And what could it mean for hungry people right here in Texas?
This is a five-year project. So we hope that 5 years from now, we will have demonstrated that A, you have improved the soil, B, you have improved crop yield, and C, you have improved the efficiency of the crops in using water. That means a lot for communities in New Mexico and Colorado, where we have our study, but it has an immediate application in West Texas, where the water is also brackish, as well as it is in New Mexico and Colorado.
What's the reception been to this study so far? Have you received any calls of interest from other colleagues or universities or government officials?
We have a lot of interest from ranchers because they don't have the water available for the cattle to drink. In fact, there are some wells that are very good flow of water, but the cattle will not touch it. So by providing this water that the cattle can drink, imagine the importance for that. So yes, we have had interest already in those areas. And in fact, the work at southeastern Colorado is at a real farm where they grow corn and melons and a variety of crops.
Miguel Acevedo is with the University of North Texas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.